Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Coolin' Out. We are back.
It's Kev.
And it is Rel. People, as you may know, one, apologies, we missed last week. Got caught up with personal life. Busy, couldn't figure out a good time to record, so apologize for that. But on a more important note, want to start off on a little more somber. We didn't really get a chance to, say RIP last week to chat with Bozeman. Kind of caught us both off guard. Late Friday night, the news just broke that he passed away from colon cancer. it was very unexpected, and apparently he was suffering with it for over 4 years, which is extremely unexpected because he filmed like seven major motion picture films during that time frame while, you know, he's apparently going through countless surgeries and things of that nature. So,
I really kept it private.
Yeah. So I'm kind of shocked by it and like still kind of in a sense of disbelief. It just kind of like came out of nowhere. It's crazy. Like, yeah, you never know what anyone's going through. RIP. Chadwick. I will say one thing. It's a good thing, like, not a good thing per se, but like I think it's something that should be spoken about more. Like men, there's like this notion that, you know, men are like afraid to go to doctors or like don't go to doctors enough. And I think men should be more conscious of going to doctors and like, you know, just getting like yearly checkups and annual physicals and things like that, because something like colon cancer, for example, like runs in my family, and like my father got colon cancer stupid young. He was like 31, 32. But luckily, like, they caught it, you know, like, in the beginning stages. So, like, even I have to get colonoscopies. Like, I got my first one when I was 27. I have to go back next year and get one. Because, like, if it's in your family, like, you'll get the polyps on your colon. But as long as they keep cutting it out, then, you know, but you have to go in order to know that they're growing. Because once they grow to a certain point, then it becomes cancerous. And then there's nothing really they can do about it. But yeah, it's like that was just like, yeah, I think men, we just need to do better.
Yeah.
About, and I'm not saying Chadwick, you know, didn't do anything, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying just in general that, like, you know, there's this like notion that men don't go to the doctor or, you know, try to tough things out. And it's just like, nah, like, we need to be better about going to the doctors and getting physicals and getting checkups and things like that. RIP Chadwick, man, seriously.
Rest in peace.
All right. What's next? The protest?
Yeah. Oof.
You want to take that or like start it?
I mean, I think by now everybody knows this happened last Wednesday. So it'll be, going to be like a week out. Everybody knows the details. Jacob Blake was shot how many times in the back? Six or seven times in the back?
Seven
times in the back by police last Sunday and in Wisconsin. And as a result, the Milwaukee Bucks, who started the Wednesday slate last week, decided to forfeit their game. And then the subsequent five other teams, including their opponent, the Magic, the Lakers, Blazers, also did the same in solidarity. And then there are various reports from there. Meetings took place, a lot of raw emotions, tempers flared about the path of action, how they proceeded, how players reacted to that, highlighting how Braun reacted. But all in all, this all resulted in the NBA and the NBPA forming a social justice initiative with, I think, three clear goals, I believe. But yeah. And I have that, which is they established a social justice coalition. This is just the short version of it. And in every city where the league franchise owns and controls the arena property, team governors will continue to work with local election officials to convert those sites into voting stations. And the league will work with the players and our network partners to create and include advertising spots in each playoff game to promote civil engagement in national and local elections. So that's just a short version. You can look up the three initiatives and get the long, but that is,
I mean, well put. I just want to add that I'm sure everyone knows it, but there, at one point there was a threat that the season would the playoffs would stop.
Yeah, now we can get into the
the minutia. That's when that first got reported, I was torn, man. I'm not even gonna lie. I was torn because, like, obviously, like, I was proud of the players for standing up what they believed in, you know, for social activism and all that stuff, and, you know, using their voices. They have a platform and using their voices to fight for what's right. Very proud. And then just naturally, you know, my human nature as a sports addict, just being like, damn, like, it felt like March all over again when, like, the season initially just ended abruptly. That's how it felt. And I was like, damn. And I was texting you and I was like, yo, I'm getting like those same kind of feels where like the season just ends abruptly. And then on top of the fact that everyone was talking about like how, you know, in the fall, we're supposed to have like another huge outbreak of the coronavirus and stuff. So I was like, damn, it's starting early. Like I saw it like, oh, you know, they're gonna stop basketball and then coronavirus is gonna happen. I was like, yeah, the fall's about to be a mess. But I'm glad that the NBA and the NBAPA can come together and get this and come to some resolution about how they want to proceed forward. But some of the stuff that was coming out from those heated debates.
Yeah.
Yeah, like about the way Braun came off to some of the younger players.
How did you feel about that?
I understand both sides of the equation, honestly. Like, if I'm LeBron James, right, and Chris Paul, especially LeBron, I'm the face of the league, right? It kind of, if LeBron comes out and makes a statement, then yes, the statement has more impact versus a George Paul, see what I'm saying? versus George Hill. versus George Hill and Sterling Brown reading a statement. So it's like, yes, I respect what they were trying to do, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like as a group and as a league, it would have just made, they would have had probably a larger impact if LeBron would have, you know, been the person to be the face of that and the face of that move. So I understand that from LeBron's, you know, point of view, where it's like, look, like, this kind of should have ran through me. Like, I'm the face of the league. But at the same time, I also understand, like, these younger players and these other guys who are also millionaires and also have, like, you know, granted, they don't have the same, like, they're not as well-known publicly, but they also have, like, their own responsibilities as Black men and, like, have their own feelings and, like, don't have to necessarily agree with how LeBron and Chris Paul potentially wanted to approach the situation or not even knowing how LeBron and Chris Paul were going to approach the situation. You know what I'm saying? So if it's right. If it's on their heart at that point in time to want to react and not feel like they're 100% in the game or in the mood to play basketball, and that's the way it had to work out, then that's the way it had to roll out. So I understand both sides of the equation.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, that was it.
Yeah, I do as well. I would just add, I think for the LeBron part, and he made comments to this, that basically he just wants to know that you have a plan. So I could see how you would feel, he would feel, if he's actually doing things in his community. Just off the top of my head, obviously, I Promise Charter School, politically wise, the More Than a Vote initiative that he just launched. So he is clearly making moves in his community. I would be baffled, and I could see why other players are baffled, if the Bucks just did what they did without telling anybody, and then it makes you just all seem disorganized in a way, and or you don't really know what's going on, because like he said, and I'll just reiterate that he likes to have a plan, he wants to move with a plan. So I could see how this all happened in the same day. I believe that initial meeting also took place in the same day in which he reported that he spoke down to the player. So I'd imagine emotions are raw, because if I'm not conflating the two, that's also the same one in which the Lakers and the Clippers voted to walk out. So I would imagine emotions were high. So he might not have been his calmest delivery. But yeah. I get it on both accounts, like you said. In terms of missing games, yeah, bittersweet. But I just really respected what the players did, because it's just that's just how it is in life sometimes. You got to really make people feel and really make use your leverage when you really can, when you have true leverage, and really make people, you know, find out what they're missing. So,
do you think the Bucks handling the situation the way they did kind of like lessened the impact of, I guess, the protests, you know, period? Or like the, not the protests, what were they calling it? Not a lockout. What was it called?
Boycott.
Boycott, thank you.
No, I think it was very useful when, like, just obviously the six teams that day and the six teams the next day, a couple teams in the MLB, I know some WNBA. Tennis players, all of the WNBA, MLS, I believe I saw hockey. So, I mean, no, the intended result was like a sports-wide, but I can also get why, they did it that way, because I get it, but I can also get being mad. It depends who you are. But I also read like somebody like Jaylen Brown, who's been in protests and gone on and was basically like, yo, F that, like we stand beside you, whatnot. Because if you're frustrated and you just really want change. And so I get it. I would probably fall in the lineup. I would be like a little annoyed that we didn't. Just personality wise, it just goes back to your personality. I'm not mad at the end result. But to just be like kind of out in the whim and not really knowing, because you're talking about 200 plus players, and then they got you have coaches too that were in the meeting. So I could get, you know, a variety of reactions. But the end result, to your point, having Michael Jordan step in, from what I read, and as a voice of reason, quote unquote, and then owners talking to players on that conference call after they met with each other. So far, the end result, well, the promised end result.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we'll see. I mean.
We'll see, yeah. These things take time.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is stuff that you've been, you know, talking about for over 100 years now, you know? We're still talking about it.
So. That's a fact. They're not putting writing, so they're putting more and more pressure, and then the players have already shown that
stop.
I hope this doesn't I hope this just goes as promised, and the owners keep their word, because then this could get very ugly. Like, if the owners start getting, like, mad or something, this could get very – because they have CBA talks coming up, I believe.
Yeah.
Next couple of years. So I just hope they stay on the same accord. I could get very, very, very nasty, but
I think they will. Though it's just there's too much money.
It'd be a terrible and that would be a terrible look for the owners.
Oh yeah, looking real NFL-ish.
Terrible. So you reneged on your word about social injustice. Oh, okay.
But the thing is, it might look to.
They don't have to care. It would.
But I'm trying to think how many people would like actually focus on it though. But I think we're in a more socially conscious like time now. Like not even just right now. I think like this time going forward, people are going to be like just way more socially aware.
NBA of all the leagues.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like this is like a trend or something, like, you know, like a fad or something.
Like, if this happened in the NFL and then the owners went back on there, it would suck, but it wouldn't be as shocking, I don't think, as if it happens in the NBA, given all the, you know, a couple progressive moves Adam Silver is, you know, initiated, like, right out the gate, just, like, banning Donald Sterling, which is that was unprecedented in the moment. Mm-hmm. So it's like you jump out the gate like that, and then you've always been player-friendly, open to ideas. So, I don't know. We shall see.
Yeah. Looks like I'm going to lose this bet.
Oh, I'm not. I ain't touching that. Mm-hmm. You can say whatever you want. No.
You sure, Kev?
Yeah, I'm not.
You don't want to just jinx your
dip in the second quarter? Nah. It's a second quarter. All right, cool. They go on runs like, mm-mm.
Well, thank God I didn't really lock in that bet and confirm anything.
Oh, yeah. For the listeners, I'm behind the comeback. I think Denver completes the comeback at the time of this recording. They're currently playing. Yeah. So
started texting some words. My Nuggets.
My Nuggets.
My Nuggets. I said, I had them
before the series.
I said, you ever been to Denver, Cal? My Nuggets. Nope. All right.
Stuck with them.
Let's talk about this series just in general, though. Like, even like not even knowing who's going to win tonight. Like, the phenomenal play we've seen from both Jamal Murray and Donovan Mitchell. Like, I already apologized, but I have to apologize again because I was expecting the shit out of Donovan Mitchell.
I ain't gonna leave you on the ledge, my brother.
Disrespecting him.
Back and forth.
Yeah. Nah, you respect
him. Nah, let me get some.
But nah, like, I just didn't see it. I didn't see the D-Wade comps. I didn't see making fun of his nickname. Oh, Spider. Alright, cool.
Yeah, a lot of chuckles on that one.
Yeah.
I'm not proud.
Now we whisper some conversations about hoping he comes to the Knicks, you know?
Like, what, man?
Hey.
Oh, man, we're just a humble man at the end of the day. We
can admit our faults and acknowledge when we were wrong, period.
Yeah.
And we were wrong. Donovan is the truth. But this kid, Jamal Murray.
That's even more shocking. He made an all-star team last year.
Yeah. Jamal Murray, I'm not even going to lie. So, I told you this, like, I've been picking Jamal Murray for fantasy for, like, the past 2-3 seasons. Because, like, he had a decent hype when he first came in. Like, and I was like, oh, he's, like, you know, he's averaging, like, what, 16 or 17 his first year? So, I was like, something like that. Yeah. Something. So, I was like, oh, he going to make that jump. I'm thinking, like, next year, 24, you know, 25-ish range.
I got you, my G. One more bucket. He put 2 points on it. He made a leap.
2 points, 2 seasons in a row. Like, the man wouldn't do nothing special. Literally, it would be, like, 18 and a half, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, something like that. Like, that was, like, consistent, nightly.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, like, his fantasy numbers would be trash. Like, he put up like 30 points for me. And I'm like, what are you doing? If he had a breakout game, 25 points. I'm just like, but no, so when I drafted him, I was like, yo, he's like not a sleeper per se, but I was like, yo, I could see him going up a couple of nights and getting me 50 points, you know, throughout the season. Nah.
Mm-mm.
But just in this one playoff series here, he got two of them things.
Yeah, I have some numbers in front of me that I can get to, but just watching it, I mean, just last game we bet game 6, and the amount of confidence he inspired in that game where Donovan was hitting buckets, and I told you this, I felt so confident knowing that I have my money on him, which is crazy. It's Jamal Murray. I was certain that he wasn't going to miss. I mean, some of the shots, obviously throughout the whole series, but because game 6 is freshest. I remember when they went on a fast break because they got the steal. Pull up 3, good. Step back 3, good. Contested 3, good. It's like mid-range, good. Fall away floater, good.
And Donovan was trying to hang with him, but he just couldn't. Like, point for point wise, he was. It's because when Jamal Murray's points were coming, like, they were literally, like, as you said, just coming down the court, bow. Two people on him, bow. I'm like, yo, we were making jokes. He might need to be drug tested for real.
Yeah, I'm not joking anymore. Like, this this is completely unprecedented. This season, he averaged 18.5 points, four rebounds, 4.8 assists, 56-35-88 splits. Yeah, solid starter minutes. In this playoffs,
upper role players.
Yeah, he's averaging 34-6-7 on 59, 58, and then 91 splits.
That's insane.
It's insane.
59, 58, and 91?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It's not like he ain't shooting mad. Most of the shots that he's taking are jump shots.
That's what it doesn't. Like, I'm looking at, I remember the game one. He pretty much helped save that game and win it. I knew he had the bad 14. I forgot about the 12-point game. That's the other thing. It's like sandwich in between. Game one, 36, but then 14 and then 12. And then that's when he went lava. 50, 42, 50.
Donovan, Spider was getting a little too much love. He wasn't having it.
And that's the thing. Donovan, he's been more, I think he's averaging slightly more points for the series, but.
38.7.
Oh, there you go. So, yeah. I mean, he's doing his thing. He's doing what he can, but.
But it's just like Jamal Murray's is just more timely scoring. It's like when you need a bucket, he's getting a bucket. Donovan Mitchell's more like scoring periodically throughout the game, and you look up like, damn, you got 50. Whereas Jamal Murray is like, oh, momentum changing? All right, cool. Bow. Three. Oh, momentum shifting? All right, bow. Three.
Yeah, you nailed just it. Like, it's,
yeah, they like very like more meaningful points, like at like more meaningful times, and like inspiring his team and uplifting the team to fucking want to play and win. This is cool.
Some of those, they would like have your head sink. Like, on that fast break, you pull up and hit that three. I mean, head in hands.
Yeah.
When he's dancing on your big and then he's stepping back and hitting the three and then.
And you that's when you're on the sideline, like, what am I supposed to do?
What I'm supposed to do, yeah.
When he called ISO on Spider, though, and it hit a three in his face, I was just like, nigga said, nah, don't worry about it. I don't need no picks.
Yeah. Well, we'll see, man. Second quarter. We'll see. It's a game of runs.
Spider better play 48 minutes.
He better.
They need him.
If not, there will be no NBA tomorrow for him.
He better. Yeah, they really won't. He's going to be in Utah with them. Nah, he don't have a house there. my bad. I didn't mean to suspect him like that. He ain't got a house there.
What's the type of matchup for the Clips?
Huh?
Oh, you can say neither. That's cool.
Okay, yeah, that's
it. Oh, okay.
Neither. Honestly, like, I don't really... Oh, God, they're down 15. Oh, my God. I don't really see... That's why I can't watch and record at the same time. I don't really see... She's just depressed. I'm, like, losing my sentences and my words. Oh, my God. This fight is... Oh, God. Anyway. Neither. I don't see Donovan Mitchell nor Jamal Murray playing like this against the Clippers. Like, I think they're just motivated to go against each other. I don't know why. Beat up on each other.
But something happened the Clippers, at the pool.
Yeah, something happened in the buffet line. Something happened that they like. But when you got Kawhi, who's just quiet, I feel like it's hard to really, like, get up for him and go against him like that. And the Nuggets also, they just, like, naturally are prone to be underachievers.
Yeah, like, well put. Joker
is not aggressive enough. He's, oh my God.
This live watch is very entertaining.
Yeah, but Joker.
That's hilarious.
Oh my God. Now we gotta, what you smiling about, Spider? Anyway, Joker, just not aggressive enough. But yeah, they're just like naturally prone to be underachievers. I don't get it. Like, they have the talent. They're actually deep.
They're very deep. That's why I picked them. That's why I was shocked when. Very deep.
When they got, that's why when Utah got a 3-1, I was like, oh, all right. Damn. 2 points and three fouls. I bet on the wrong one.
I guess we'll see. We'll see.
I mean, got 2 points in 16 minutes. You trash. You know what it was?
What?
He looked at Jamal Murray's contract before the game, and he looked at his, and he lost his confidence. He said, fuck it. I got to call a bookie.
Oh, damn. 2 points and, ooh. Damn, I didn't know that.
Look, he going straight to the locker room. Where he going?
Yo, he going back to his hotel room.
Yo, my man's is...
Good game, champ. We had a good run, Quinn. Yeah, I'm going to get the room ready.
Nigga, so I'm going to go pack my bags. Wow. I got to rely on Royce O'Neal? Nope. Okay.
Yeah, a little Jordan Clarkson.
Jesus.
Let's liven up the tone a bit.
Yeah.
Let's talk about our scrappy underdog Lakers.
Huh?
They're calling them the We Believe Lakers. Our scrappy underdog Lakers. And sir, I got some numbers for you.
Please throw them out there.
All washed up brawn. Drag this disheveled team, sir. In a little sparse 33 minutes, he put up 27, 10, and 10. And a steal, 60-46 splits. Even 74 from the free throw line, which is like 90 for him.
That's 90 for him.
27, 10, and 10. Old washed up ass. And that little 10-point game two stinker. And they beat, they found a way. They beat the Blazers in five games, so they found a way.
They think because he ain't got his hair paint, he just can't play basketball no more.
They got him fed up at the meeting. It's like, all right, we ain't wasting no more time. I don't want
to kick it. I don't want to kick it with y'all. I don't want to talk to y'all. I won't be here longer than I have to be.
I'm good.
Yeah, niggas, you niggas better not talk to me at the ice cream machine either.
Never. If you don't got the purple and gold on, we don't need to discuss anything.
Yeah. Do it, bro. But I'm like, I'm glad that, oh my God. I'm glad that Bron, they got all this time off, though.
Yeah.
You know, before they play on Friday. And I'm glad that OKC and Rockets are going to game 7, tie themselves out. When I saw Chris Paul go put in work last night in the fourth, I was like,
sir.
I was like, yes.
Eyes watered.
You ain't talking about, you see Braun tweeted about Chris
Paul. I did.
You know there's a military vote. You know.
He's looking at his food. He's looking at his food. That's dinner.
He said, let's go. I was like, Bron, no, that's your boy, but that's not why you cheer right now.
He don't want to see Caruso and Danny Green have to go to Westbrook and Harden. No. He don't want to see that bloodbath.
No, not at all. Oh, my God.
Since we'll be recording, we'd have recorded already. Mm-hmm. Who do you think wins that game 7?
Between OKC and the Rockets?
Yes, sir. I know what we want.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
I don't know about the courage of my convictions.
I don't have it in me.
Nah, I can't see.
As much as I want that to happen, yeah,
so badly.
I can't disrespect James Harden like that.
If him and Westbrook lose,
Westbrook, I could disrespect like that. Because I saw him and Paul George lose in a couple of first rounds.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
But James Harden, I cannot.
Yeah, he don't do this. You're right. Nah. You're right. He ain't lost in the first round.
And he hate Chris Paul, too.
And Chris Paul hate him.
Oh, hate, too.
You saw him at the free throw line? I love it. I love it.
Yo, Chris Paul ain't no taller than us. And he out there ball.
I trashed the game before it went on, but I forgot about Chris Paul Petty. Oh, it was.
Bro, but the thing is, honestly, like, the Thunder literally have been, like, hit or miss this entire series.
That's the thing. Like, Dort put up bricks.
I don't know who that dude is.
Build a house, Dort.
He got to be shooting, like, 12% from the three, though. He shoots, like, 9 of them things a game and only makes 1.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, man, the Thunder just have been, like, so hit or miss. Like, I remember game 1 when they got blown out. We both were shocked. We were like, yo, like,
yeah.
I thought, you know,
Chris Paul. We picked them before the season.
I thought Chris Paul's going to come out with a little bit more courage, of, you know, playing a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looked terrible. So,
yeah. And Harden set us up.
Yeah, but I just can't.
Yeah, he's too good. He's a top 5 player.
Yeah.
This would be crazy if he loses.
To Chris Paul and... Who's the second best player on that team?
Shea?
Yeah. Shea.
Chris Paul's a what? Top? He's definitely top 20. I don't know if I could do top 15.
36 years old, bro.
Unless he had like a throwback game. Or actually, don't even really need to. It's only one game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's only one game.
You lose to Chris Paul, who's an undersized guard, who's really just a point, like a real point guard.
After you traded him, and then you
SGA,
you traded him for
Danilo Gallinari.
Yeah.
And Dort, come on, bro.
My eyes are watering at the possibility of Bron looking at that opposite. Him and AD looking at that opposite the court. Oh my God. Give me them names again.
Yeah, yo.
Oh, I want it so bad.
You got Chris Paul. Cool. You got Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, who's good, but he's young. Steven Adams, Danilo Gallinari, and then Dort. I don't know his first name, just Dort. Tip off on Friday night.
Oh, my goodness. I don't need to be in the team.
Yo, Bron, he locks in his face. Because he know he easy to get 40 on them. Easy.
Yeah, we saying all this. I mean, it ain't going to happen.
Who going to guard Bron on that team? Danilo?
Dort.
Bron would eat Dort alive.
Look, he washed. He struggled to get that 27-10-10 on 60% shooting. So,
nah, man. It's game 7. Anything can happen. That's what Chris Paul said.
Well, hopefully around midnight tomorrow.
Yeah. But Chris Paul pull a hammy or some shit. You know how he give it up in the games that matter most.
He got bad luck, yeah.
Yeah, he bound to pull a hammy or some crazy shit.
I'm with you, though. I'm sending my energy to you. We need that.
Yeah, nah. Need that they win
for round three. We need that. We need that.
If they win, that would be nuts.
I mean, the good God couldn't give us Luka over the Clips. He said it was being too greedy. So just give us this. I don't think this is too greedy.
Luka did everything he could possibly do. What, 31, except shoot free throws. He can't shoot free throws to save his life.
Yeah. That 20,
he got 21. Work on that. Yeah. He got time. He's super talented, though. He's like 21. Already a superstar. He's going to be the face of a league. I can see that.
Because the one they're trying to anoint now, looking shaky. Ooh,
your boy.
Nah, sir.
You boy. I remember you said my Bucks. He is looking shaky. Bro, but see, everything will line up perfectly if that happens. You got Bron going against OKC. And then you got the Heat knocking out the Bucks coming out the East. So it'll be the Heat or the Celtics.
Bam.
we gotta just walk through that other LA team and things would just be
That's it. Cause I'm resigned to the fact we can't bypass them. We gotta go through them.
We gotta go through them. Cause
we gotta go through them.
Denver or Utah, they're gonna eat them up in five games.
It can't be this Utah.
Nah.
You know, let me shut up.
Nah. Get cocky, Kev. Let the basketball gods help me out. Because right now, these niggas look lost on the court. This is like literally looks like varsity versus JV right now.
It is crazy. Where the energy at? But... Nah, they probably win game two. The Bucks. If they lose, though, Giannis about to win MVP. Oh, wait,
I think Jamal Murray got hurt. I think he hurt. Please be hurt.
This is on record. I'm glad everybody heard it.
That's what it comes to. Just take a little break.
Nah, if he got hurt, then we done.
Nah, he on his poor piss shit. He can go to the locker room, come out, and score 30 in the second half.
And goes dirty like Morris. You hate to see it.
Yeah.
Y'all are sickening.
Not me. Love my Mormon folks.
Oh my god!
Yeah, but nah, like the Clippers, they can't beat the. And what did he do?
I think he ran into Angle.
He tried to take a charge. He didn't do anything. That's not his fault. He ain't do anything dirty there. He just slew footed. He ain't got the lateral movement to try to get in front of Jamal. Oh my God, dramatic much? You think they shot him in his calf? Nah, but that does hurt though.
Oh, he good. He good. I thought he tripped him.
Nah, I told you he ain't do anything.
He looked like he tripped.
And you already asked about something. He's just as dirty as Morris.
I ride for my Nuggets.
You should be ashamed.
Oh, no, you're right. He did bang knees. No, forget
sensitive.
It.
Sensitive.
You're a little tweak, that's all.
Sensitive. These your boys.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Looking normal. Look, you see how you run it? Oh, my God.
Told Ingles, get off me.
Miss me with it. Dramatic.
He crazy, though. He gonna use this for motivation, even though he ran into his knee.
Yeah, it's my fault, but you did it. Oh my God, this is disgusting. The Jazz don't look like they even want to win.
Hate to see it, sir.
That's why I'm always losing money, betting on the wrong teams. This is disgusting.
And I think the last of the that Boston Toronto is the NBA TV of these semis because.
I don't want to talk about that.
I don't want none of it. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Like,
well, especially now that Toronto
might be over by next recording.
Bro, like I said, that Toronto's down 2-0. They had Brooklyn in the first round. It was too easy for them.
Apparently. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
They trash, man.
I'm looking at the schedule next Tuesday and Wednesday. Game 5 of Miami Bucks. Is it still going?
Game 5? Yeah.
Okay.
They ain't going to sweep them, bro.
5? You can win a game.
Yeah. You said game 5. Is it still going? So are they going to play game
5? Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm crazy. Yeah.
Huh? It's
been a long day. Edit that in post. Oh, damn, yeah. Game 6, Toronto-Boston. Is that series still going next Wednesday? When we record next, is that series still going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but Toronto's going to lose that game.
Oh, and that ends it?
Yeah, that's going to be the game that
ends it. I like that, yeah. I agree with that. I agree with that.
I don't know how, but Toronto going to somehow win 2 games to get there.
Yeah, I don't know how either.
Yeah, just from what I've seen.
Yeah.
Van Vliet, their best player.
Yeah, and them LA teams will just be getting warmed up, 3-4.
Yeah.
So they'll still be going. All right, we'll see. We'll see.
Who else? Yeah, that's it. Ugh, that's disgusting.
That's it.
Oh, my God. I feel like the NBA just started. It's already, like, winding down again.
I know. The lack of afternoon games, it hurts me.
Bro.
It hurts me to my core.
I was looking at the schedule.
I was looking out the window.
I was looking at the schedule, and I was like, yo, wait, the first game until 5:30? 6:30? Whatever it was.
Oh, bro. I must have refreshed ESPN countless. They spoiled
y'all sure?
us.
Y'all sure?
It's like a month between the regular season and opening round.
Games just... 4 or 5 games a day. 1 o'clock? You can't beat that.
It hurts. It hurts.
It's a different time. All right. Let's wrap this pod up.
Yeah.
Yeah, just giving people a bunch of nothing.
Yeah.
Talking about a game that by the time the episode drops, they're going to be like, what? All right, people. As always, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Definitely subscribe to the YouTube channel. Got the full-length episodes up there, videos, all that good stuff. Same thing on IGTV, cut up in 10-minute increments. Full-length audio, available everywhere. Podcast streaming is available. Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Acast, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, SoundCloud, all the above. If I left anything out, everywhere, all the major streaming platforms, make sure you guys go check that out. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.